whoever you are. Tony, is that you?
Yeah.
You've changed. You're a man now. By your father. And those reports were greatly exaggerated, I might add. I don't remember. It's all a blur. Where are you going, son?
It's you. No. Stay away.
Don't let S.H.I.E.L.D. take me. Everything, Homer. Especially any information on S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh. Hello, son. I was just getting up to speed on the changes in our... I mean, your company. This Homer fellow's been quite helpful. Listen, son, about my behavior earlier. When I saw Nick Fury, I don't know what came over me.
Do you remember anything at all about him, Father? Walter?
I wish I could. It's all so foggy.
And what do you remember?
The little things. Silly things, like when I took you to the zoo on your 10th birthday. You wanted to let all the animals out of their cages. You were a bit of a rebel even then.
Rebel?
Well, yeah, maybe. But that's what you were.
Because nothing I did was ever good enough for you.
You never tried hard for anything. It all came too easy.
Iron Man, I'm all right. They're gone. Where's Tony? Where's my son?
He'll be right there. Where are you? Father?
I'm here. You just called me Father. No more doubts?
No more.
My son. My gullible little fool.
What? Why? You're not him, are you?
No. Your father's long dead, I'm afraid. Oh, don't be that way. Because his mind still lives in me. And in a way, so does his body. You see, I'm a clone. A replica of Walter Stark.
Why have I been set up?
He who owns the technology owns the world, dear boy. And you're quite a shareholder in that area. Who better to take it from you than your own father, huh? And having you busy yourself chasing after Nick Fury allowed me to siphon your know-how into Crimson Dynamo here. Prepare for the final phase.
Hope to comply.
We'll make you a new body, Tony. One with a sharper focus. Perhaps, for now. But you see, in that young man's heart, I'm still his father. And someday, when he's feeling most vulnerable, I'll return to him for a homecoming he'll never forget.